Out of darkness.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Teamsters, a key union representing over a million members, says it will not endorse a presidential candidate.
Two rounds of internal polling showed most rank-and-file Teamsters favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, but the union's executive board says it didn't secure enough commitments from either candidate to justify an endorsement. In particular, Teamsters President Sean O'Brien says neither Trump nor Harris promised they'd honor the Teamsters' right to strike against railroads and airlines. Congress and President Biden last imposed terms to prevent a rail strike in 2022.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Another round of deadly explosions in Lebanon today involving communication devices. The U.S. says it did not know about Israel's plan. In New York, Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty to a new charge by a woman claiming he sexually assaulted her in 2016. And the Federal Reserve slashing interest rates by a 0.5%, the first cut in 4 years. This is ABC News. The Justice Department filing a civil lawsuit against the owner and operator of the ship that caused that deadly Baltimore Bridge collapse in March.
The lawsuit seeks more than $100 million in damages for the cost of rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, plus punitive damages. It collapsed in March after a ship owned and operated by Singapore-based companies Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine Private Limited hit a support pillar, downing the bridge into the Patapsco River. According to the filing, the owner's conduct was outrageous and reckless, and that the ship itself was operating under conditions that were not seaworthy, including problems with its electrical systems. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
In Wisconsin, two hay wagons loaded with children from an elementary school rolled over in an apple orchard this morning. 25 children and adults taken to local hospitals.
All kids have been reunited with their families and are all home safe.
That's Deputy Chippewa County Fire Chief Corey Jeffers. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight. Isolated storms, lows in the mid-60s.
A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Afternoon and evening storms, some could be strong. Mostly sunny, warm, but less humid Friday. High temperatures into the low 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Some alarming foreign policy comments from Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance during a Tuesday stop in Eau Claire.
We are closer in this moment to a nuclear war, to a third world war than at any time in our country's history, and we have the chaos and incompetence of Kamala Harris to thank for it.
Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin this week. She has an event scheduled Friday evening in Madison. The Republican National Committee suing the city of Racine. The RNC claims in the action filed last week that the city failed to hire enough Republican election workers. During the August primary, city clerk Tara McMenamin calls the suit meritless. The Milwaukee Brewers getting fans ready for the playoffs. The team announcing tickets for the first round of postseason play go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Prime Realty of Durand. Visit their websites at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, the area's number one home seller. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include introductions of new staff, discussion and possible action on an out-of-state travel request, and an update on preliminary enrollment numbers for the new school year. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. The Eau Claire man accused of killing his neighbor back in 2016 has been found competent enough for trial. A judge yesterday said Shane Helmbrecht can go to trial for the shooting death of his neighbor. Helmbrecht was initially found mentally unfit for trial and sent to a state hospital for treatment. He eventually ended up in a halfway house but ran away last year. He was arrested after a long search and brought back to Eau Claire. Doctors say Helmbrecht's problems have been treated and he's now able to participate in his own defense. He's due back in court next month. The state of Minnesota has announced funding and aiming to help a number of Minnesota communities with their transition away from fossil fuels. The 6 communities called out in the announcement have power plants that have already closed or are scheduled to do so. Among the grants announced by the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, it's a $1 million grant for the city of Red Wing. A Western Wisconsin man will not go to jail for lighting a raccoon on fire. A judge in Clark County yesterday sentenced Hayden Weiler from Owen to probation and community service. The DNR arrested Weiler after a video made the rounds on social media that showed Weiler pouring gas on a raccoon, then setting it on fire. In addition to the community service, Weiler will have to write an essay on animal cruelty. If he completes all that, the case will be dismissed in 3 years. J.D. Vance hit the immigration high notes in his latest stop in western Wisconsin. Vance spoke to a crowd in Eau Claire yesterday and told them that former President Trump would be much tougher on immigration than the current administration. Yesterday was Vance's second visit to Eau Claire, and once again a reminder of just how important Wisconsin is as a swing state in this upcoming fall election. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
All of the kids are okay after a school bus crash in Menominee. It happened yesterday on Highway B near 3M Drive. State troopers say a pickup and an SUV were stopped at a stoplight, and the bus driver didn't stop in enough time. The school bus rear-ended that pickup truck, which then hit the SUV. Menominee schools say 45 kids were on the bus when it happened. None of them were injured. The bus driver, however, was taken to the hospital for minor injuries. Another bus came and picked up the kids. The Pepin County Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include annual reports from the Treasurer's Office and the Durand and Pepin Public Libraries, discussion and possible action on county aid for town bridges and culverts for the town of Pepin, and reports from department heads and committee chairs. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 in the boardroom at the Government Center in Durand. UW La Crosse's former porn star chancellor continues to frame the fight over his job as a First Amendment battle. Zhao Gao has a hearing Friday before the UW Board of Regents Personnel Matters Review Committee. He's trying to save his job as a tenured professor at UW La Crosse. He was fired back in December after the university discovered the porn movies that he and his wife made and shared on the internet. UW La Crosse leaders fired Gao because they say he harmed the university's reputation. They are offering the same explanation in their attempt to fire him as a professor. Gao yesterday said in an interview that his case is not about embarrassment, but about whether the university can fire him for his, quote, free expression, unquote. Olmsted County has a new administrator. Yesterday, the Olmsted County Board approved the selection of Travis Grancy as the new administrator. Grancy has been with the county for over 20 years and has been part of the county's executive management team. He takes over for former administrator Heidi Welsh, who retired in July of 2024. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will not give up his bid to get off of Wisconsin's ballot. Kennedy appealed a Dane County judge's decision that keeps him on the November ballot. Kennedy is trying to make the case that Wisconsin's ballot access law treats Republicans and Democrats differently than independent candidates. But the judge in the case said the law is clear. Once you're on the Wisconsin ballot, you stay on the ballot. Kennedy is running out of time to get off the ballot. Clerks in the state can start printing and mailing ballots tomorrow. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your chance to save some money and help Wisconsin's wildlife. The DNR is offering a $25 rebate on the price of endangered species license plates. The Department of Natural Resources says the offer's valid through the end of the year. Part of the proceeds from every endangered species license plate goes towards conservation efforts in the state. You can find out more at the DNR website or at the DMV when you renew your license plate stickers. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
John Legend here. How do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date?
With a COVID shot this season.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Ask your healthcare provider and book at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Sanchez elevated to Xfinity Series. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey. And how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date?
With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Nick Sanchez has been tapped by Big Machine Racing to drive the number 48 Chevrolet in the NASCAR Xfinity Series next season. The 23-year-old, who is currently fourth in the Craftsman Truck Series standings, has won twice this year for Rev Racing, including the season opener at Daytona.
Nick Sanchez across the line. He will lead them back to turn number one for the final time.
Jack Wood gets turned into the outside wall.
Only a handful of trucks make it through.
The caution is out. In front of the field is Nick Sanchez from Miami, Florida. Checkered flag and caution flag at the start-finish line. All Nick Sanchez has to do is get back to the line.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Lowe's knows to start fall projects, you need reliable outdoor power equipment from EGO. Right now, get your choice of a select 56-volt blower or chainsaw for $249. The 56-volt technology powers over 80 tools, so you can switch from blowing leaves to cutting trees with ease. Save time and money with EGO, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Valid through 10-2, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Item number 5207558 and item number 4354078.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey,
And how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date?
With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Quarterback Jordan Love practiced today for the first time since a knee injury in the opener against the Eagles. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Most of practice closed to reporters. Coach Matt LaFleur wasn't saying too much about Love's status.
So what was Jordan able to do for you today?
He was limited, Bill.
Was he able to do team?
He was limited.
So that's yes or no on team?
He was limited.
In team?
He was limited. Take that however you want.
Packers on the road against the Titans on Sunday. Cubs and A's in Chicago this afternoon. They're in the eighth, and Oakland just took a 4-3 lead. A Cubs loss would give the Brewers the Central Division title. Even without a Chicago loss, the Brewers can clinch with a victory over the Phillies tonight. Freddie Peralta gets the nod on the mound for the Brewers, who split the first two games in the series with Philadelphia. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A recap of Week 4 football action, including a couple notable upsets on Friday night. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 4 of the high school football season is complete, which means we're just about to the midpoint of the 2024 campaign. Last week featured a number of notable upsets. Waupaca entered winless while Fox Valley Lutheran was undefeated and ranked 6th in Division 3, but it was Waupaca that came away with an 18-17 win on Friday night, rallying from a 2-score deficit in the fourth quarter. Ithaca has struggled against Bangor and other Scenic Bluffs teams in the playoffs over the years, but last week the Bulldogs scored a huge 14-10 win over Bangor in its first season as a member of the Scenic Bluffs. Roncalli ended a 35-game conference losing streak that had dated to 2018 by knocking off the Kohler Co-op 8-0. In the Quick Trip and Wisconsindary game of the week, Stanley Boyd outlasted Mondovi 18-12 in a low-scoring affair. There were some offensive outbursts elsewhere last week. Milwaukee Hamilton's Latavius Brown ran for 391 yards and 4 touchdowns on just 13 carries and returned a kickoff for a touchdown as the Wildcats defeated Milwaukee Marshall 52-26. Baldwin-Woodville produced 664 yards of offense, including 520 on the ground, in a 70-42 win over Somerset. Lamira posted 630 total yards in a 55-26 win over Winnebago Lutheran as three players rushed for at least 100 yards. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. So-called live or forward-facing sonar has exploded in popularity among the nation's fishermen the past couple of years. There's even been some controversy about what the new technology means for fish populations, ethics, and fair chase, including in the nation's bass fishing tournaments. Well, last week, the Bass Angler Sportsman Society announced it's setting new rules for 2025 for use of forward-facing sonar in its events. More details when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Bass Angler Sportsman Society last week announced that it is not banning live sonar for its 2025 season. Instead, anglers in its Bassmaster Elite Series and Bassmaster Classic must now follow some new equipment standardization rules. These rules place what the organization calls guardrails on what and how much forward-facing sonar technology anglers can use. Bass said that Elite and Classic competitors will now be allowed only one live transducer in their boat during events. An equipment review revealed that some tournament anglers had been using as many as five live sonar units. In addition, anglers can only use transducers made for fresh water. The new regulations also prohibit transom-mounted trolling motors, and they limit the total inches of screen to 55 inches. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Isolated storms, lows in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Afternoon and evening storms, some could be strong. Mostly sunny, warm, but less humid Friday. High temperatures into the low 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 80.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As we take a look at what's happening in the markets, a lot of anticipation to that Fed's discussion that came out today. We're also going to take a look at just overall grain movement with a lot of outside influences that are going to be weighed into it all. And joining us today is Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners. And Jeff, kind of let's dive into the fact that we did see the rate cut that the Feds had talked about, and it kind of was that golden number that everybody's been talking about this entire week.
Yeah, it really was. It was good to see coming in, you know, at the half point cut. There was a lot of people saying, well, maybe we're going to come at the quarter. But as it felt like this morning, as we were looking at where, you know, kind of the sentiment in the market was at, more people are leaning towards that half point cut. Now, overall, let's talk about what that half point cut means, you know, really for ag. I don't honestly think it's going to make a big difference. But what we do know, when we take that cut, we're gonna continue to see a weakening in the U.S. dollar index. Now, overall, anytime we weaken our U.S. dollar index, as we look across the world, especially on the export side, that makes us a little bit more competitive. But the big key, and this is where this gets a little confusing, the big key is that we have to actually drill down a little deeper, and we have to get down and say, okay, what does that mean of the U.S. dollar going back against the Brazilian real? Also, what does that mean in looking at the U.S. currency back against also the Chinese currency also? So we'll keep an eye on that. But overall, I'd say that's favorable. Gives us a little bit of a tailwind, but we'll have other factors that'll be much more important than the U.S. dollar index change as a result of the Fed rate cut.
Well, you know, you look at that overall picture, though. Is there some concerns that we might see underlying weakness in the economy, which will have a trickle-down effect into agriculture?
Well, there is that concern out there, and I think that's exactly what the signal is and why they're backing off on this rate. And so overall, you look at what the overall economy and demand is here in the U.S. But then the big question is that's also showing up as we reach out there and look at what's going on with China. And there's been some concern out there that their economy is softening a little bit. There's even some forecasts out there that says, well, maybe they won't need to import the amount of corn. They won't need to import the amount of soybeans. Maybe the individual, maybe the middle class person who's in China, who's really been increasing the amount of pork that they've been consuming, maybe their appetite for that protein coming from the pork side won't be as much, and we won't need to see as, you know, many soybeans turned into soybean meal and as much corn to feed those. But my general feeling has always been is that once we see that appetite for that protein, that still continues to stay there even when we tighten up the belt a little bit on the economy. But that's definitely one of those factors we got to keep a close eye on, Susan.
You know, you talk about China coming off of holiday, Jeff, and I think many folks were kind of banking that they might still be looking at the U.S. because of our cheaper dollar and our price comparison to our neighbors to the south.
Well, and I think you're exactly right, because as soon as they came off holiday, some of the things that we were seeing is they definitely are back out there taking a look and looking and seeing, you know, where's the U.S. dollar priced or where's the U.S. soybean priced and are we competitive? We're very competitive right now. That's the nice position that we're in. We're very competitive on soybeans. If they need beans, the U.S. is the market to pick it, you know, to get beans from. And same way over on the corn side, if they need corn, definitely the U.S. is in the driver's seat there right now. And so that's been very beneficial. One of the things we have to keep in mind, though, and this is going to happen next week, September 27th is when some of the tariffs are talked about going in place from the Biden administration. And we kind of had a dress rehearsal of this when Canada went ahead and put some tariffs on, if you look at it, some of the EV vehicles. And immediately China came back and they said, well, if you're going to do that, then we need to take a look and look at the canola, and maybe you guys were dumping on this below cost of production and hurting our producers. Now, I don't know whether or not we'll see what kind of ramifications we'll see from China. China said that they will in some way, you know, do something. Now, we don't necessarily know what that means. The most natural thing we saw last time when they did that is they came back and it impacted the amount of soybeans that they were going to physically buy from us. But sitting where they're at right now with the uncertainty about the dryness that's going on in South America, I don't think they will go ahead and keep from buying beans. But it could be a talking point to talk the futures market down. And then what they could end up doing is they could physically come in and then buy more beans. So it's that classic example of talk the market down and then buy.
So what about our neighbors to the south? I mean, we look at South America and the discussions that I had seen earlier today. We're hoping on some better rains for parts of Brazil as they want to get this early planting underway, knowing the long-term effects of not getting into the field on time.
Yeah, you know, they definitely do want to get started down there. And you know, now that we're I think the last time I saw as it relates to La Nina, we're setting about 0.6, almost 0.7 degrees, you know, below our normal. So we're at a point where we're really close to what we'd have, or we are at a La Nina. But the big thing we want to look at down there is that we'd expect them to be dry this time of year. So we're still during that time. The monsoonal rains haven't kicked in yet. If you think about it, during September here, you know, we might pick up, you know, 3/4 of an inch, maybe 1.5 inches of rain. And so as a result of that, it's just hasn't quite happened yet. Now, as long as we see these rains kick in the first part of October, then we should be fine. But we'll just have to watch it. We know they are making a little bit of progress. This is the year where I think the last results, the numbers I saw said they're about 0.06% planted on beans. So they're just getting it going. The last number I saw in that first corn crop is they're sitting there at about 15% planted. That is lagging last year. Now, there are some other services out there that says they're more likely about 19% planted, but overall probably just slightly behind where they would have been before.
Of course, a lot of factors that we're going to have to continue to look at as we see the weather change in South America and how that will have a full effect on the trade. Stick around, folks. We come back. We're going to dive into more of the happenings of what we see in today's market trade. We know that there was a lot of outside market influences that have been pushing heavily on the market and what some called still kind of a quiet type of trade action type of Wednesday. We've got more coming up. It is the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as Jeff Peterson joins us with Heartland Farm Partners. And we got a lot to try to hit into the second half. And I wanted to first of all talk about what you're seeing Mississippi River level wise. I know this was a concern that was brought up last night during a field day I was at, and I keep hearing it repeated over and over. When guys know their options, especially when they're talking some port issues to the east, have some concerns.
Yeah, so the big thing, you know, when Hurricane Francine came in, it did help the levels a little bit. We probably brought the river level up about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet at Memphis. Now, the only thing, we just because the rains didn't go, you know, any further north, and we're actually not getting any rainfall that's coming down to Missouri to help out. And also the Ohio River is not really dumping in much either because it's been so dry over there. The rains that have came in, you know, just haven't helped a lot. What it looks like sitting where we're at now, we know we've got some restrictions in place on barges, you know, in regard to the draft and also maybe the amount of them that they're able to put together and what they call the tows. As a result of that, we know that that's driving up the cost of freight. So that's going to cause some issues with some weaker basis levels as you look at that very eastern edge of Iowa over into Illinois and even in parts of Indiana, Ohio, that rely on some of that barge freight that needs to go down the Mississippi River. And on top of that, there isn't really anything in the forecast rain-wise, and what it does look like is that currently, as we go a little bit further down, as we get to the end of September, we're probably going to have the Mississippi at Memphis somewhere around about 9 feet below low. Now, that's not a new record. If we go back into 2023, we actually got over 12 feet below low, you know, last year. So, but it's low enough that it's causing some issues out there. And this is a bad time of the year. Unfortunately, this is the third year in a row we've had that. You know, this is our time to really get those barges full and get the beans shipped down the river and get them on the ship so we can get them, you know, on over to China. But, you know, we'll just have to continue to watch that. But our thought is here is that unless we see an additional tropical storm or hurricane that comes into the Gulf, we're going to have to probably count on those river levels continuing to decline, Susan.
So what do you see as harvest progress at this point, since we're talking shipping?
Well, harvest progress, it's really interesting as you dig in and look at some of the information here in the Western Corn Belt. It's just kind of getting started. We got a few guys that are just getting going on soybeans, got a few guys that are going on some corn, and the yield results, it's just really too early to really get a good feel. We're hearing some really good irrigated soybeans. We're hearing some really good irrigated corn, but we know as we get off in the dry land, this crop just didn't have the moisture that it needed to finish. But what we know is going to happen here is we're going to have some pretty good rainfall come in, probably take, you know, 1 to 2 inches across two-thirds of Nebraska, the very southern edge or southeast corner of South Dakota, a little bit into Minnesota, but then most of Iowa. And it does look like that storm is going to make its way over and end up getting over into Illinois also before it ends up finishing up. So that's going to, you know, slow up harvest. And as a result of that, that could give us a little bit of firmness to our basis level. So it's getting that time of year. We got to keep a very close eye on what's going on in those basis levels.
Well, you talk about that. Kind of what is our overall looking at this, at the not yield numbers, but the overall demand that we're seeing and what it's going to mean for the pocketbooks of our guys and gals?
Well, unfortunately, where we're sitting right now with prices, it's, you know, we know we're way below low the levels that are needed for the cost of production. And the general feeling we get out there is that there's really just wasn't a lot of bushels sold for harvest delivery. So that's going to make it a little rough. But just kind of looking overall demand-wise, you know, the Napo crush numbers came out this week, and that would have been, that's the North American Oilseed Processing Association, and about 95, actually about 96% of all the soybean crush facilities across the U.S. belong to that. And the number came in a little over 158 million bushels crushed during the month of August. That was disappointing when the trade estimate was looking for about 171 million bushels. Now, I think there's probably a number of reasons for that. I think that a lot of the plants were using that as an opportunity to get some needed maintenance done because they might have prolonged some of that or not done some of that maintenance because of the good margins they had for a while. Also allowed them to get positioned well so that when the soybeans do start coming in, you know, they'll be ready to go ahead and take those. And it also did, you know, mean that they did produce a little bit less meal, and they did in turn also produce a little bit less soybean oil. And as a result of that, that could just bump margins a little bit. So that's what it looks like right now. I think we'll see that crush kick back up. We know we've got some additional plants coming online within Nebraska here. We know we've got North Fork crush will be taking beans, and they wouldn't have been around last, last harvest to take beans. Overall, the export side, as we look at that, the export inspection numbers that we got out on Monday, you know, if we look at that from a pace analysis side, what it would tell us is that we're on pace to hit USDA's numbers on the corn side. The bean number needs to improve a little bit. We were short of, you know, pace about 14 million bushels. But overall, I think the demand will come around, Susan.
All right. Great conversation, Jeff. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
All right, Jeff Peterson's been joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professionals on the Rural Radio Network.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. A broad coalition of farm groups, biofuels proponents, car dealerships, convenience store owners, and others have filed their first brief in a court case to try and reverse the Biden administration's tailpipe emissions rule, which they say is an EV mandate. I'll have more when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
In April of this year, the EPA released their new tailpipe emission standards aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles. The rule requires that at least 68% of new cars sold by 2032 be electric vehicles, or EVs. This push is part of the Biden administration's strategy to cut carbon emissions, but it's now facing strong opposition from a wide array of industries, not just agriculture. Last week, the Renewable Fuels Association and 55 other petitioners, including groups like the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union, filed a brief with the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals challenging the EPA's authority. They argue that the agency has overstepped its bounds by essentially mandating electric vehicles while ignoring other viable clean energy solutions, specifically biofuels and advanced internal combustion engines. RFA President Jeff Cooper emphasized that while the biofuels industry shares the administration's goals of reducing carbon emissions, the current rule discourages the development of flex fuel vehicles and low-carbon renewable fuels, both of which could offer better environmental performance at lower costs. The brief also highlights that EPA's rule treats electric vehicles as zero emission, a classification the petitioners argue is misleading. They point out that producing EV batteries and generating electricity for charging them can still result in carbon emissions. In addition, the petitioners argue that the EPA's rule conflicts with Congress's renewable fuel standard, which mandates increasing the use of biofuels in transportation. According to the brief, the EPA ignored this mandate in favor of electrification. The coalition challenging the EPA includes auto dealers, trucking companies, Energy Trade Association, and even organized labor groups. They all worry that this aggressive shift towards electric vehicles could disrupt industries that are deeply ingrained in the economy, especially in rural areas where biofuels play a critical role. I'll be back with more after this.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
The court case challenging EPA's tailpipe emissions rule will be a slow-moving affair. The EPA has until November 26th to respond to this most recent petition, and the court ultimately will decide whether or not to uphold this rule. This legal battle could shape the future of transportation in the United States, and I'm glad the biofuels industry is prepared to take the fight forward. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight. Isolated storms, lows in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Afternoon and evening storms, some could be strong. Mostly sunny, warm, but less humid Friday. High temperatures into the low 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 82 right now.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I got heartaches in my pocket. Yeah, I got
bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town.
Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
When you see a deer, you see Bambi. And I see antlers up on the wall. When you see a lake, you think picnics. And I see a largemouth up that long. You're probably thinking that you're gonna change me in some ways. Well, maybe you might scrub me down, dress me up all, but no matter what, remember I'm still a guy. When you see a priceless French painting, I see a drunk naked girl. You think wild bull sounds crazy, and I'd like to give it a whirl. Well, love makes a man do some things he ain't proud of, and in a weak moment I might walk your sissy dog, hold your purse at the mall. But remember, I'm still a guy. Girls, he's come a long way from dragging his knuckles and carrying a club and building a fire in a cave. But when you say back rub means only a back rub, then you swat my hand when I try.
still a guy. Facials, manicured, waxed, and Botoxed, with deep spray on tans and creamy lotiony hands, you can't grip a tackle box. Yeah, we're